No matter how often you set a trap, the last few minutes of waiting are excruciating. Time slows down and your thoughts speed up. Invariably, you start thinking of everything that can go wrong, especially when you are engaged in a deadly game of double bluff with a quarry who has repeatedly proved to be dangerous and unpredictable, changing his plans in the blink of an eye. What if he does so again? I wondered. However, along with the apprehension, I felt a rising sense of anticipation. This could be the night when we would finally capture our target, after months of planning and hard work. All that remained was to spring the trap. Would we succeed in doing something that had not been achieved in over 2 decades? It has to work. Please let it work, I prayed. As I walked around, ensuring that everybody was primed and ready, I paused briefly to take stock of my body's reaction to the high stress levels. My pulse was normal, as was my heartbeat. No sweat either. The cool winter night probably helped. I hadn't got much sleep the previous night, often waking from a fitful slumber and forcing myself to stay in bed to get some rest. But I wasn't drowsy or tired. If anything, my senses seemed hyper-alert. Every little sound seemed magnified in the uncannily silent night. There wasn't even a stray dog barking. My worries resurfaced. Only 4 people, apart from me, knew who the person was in the vehicle we were waiting to intercept. Kuse Muniswami Veerappan, dreaded forest brigand who had virtually held 2 states to ransom for many years. One of them, Superintendent of Police N.K. Senthamarai Kannan, affectionately called Kannan, was standing next to me. A methodical planner and logistics wizard, Kannan had played a critical role in the operation thus far. The other was Kumaresan, an undercover Special Task Force (STF) constable, waiting midway to keep watch and alert us. The remaining 2 men were in the vehicle itself, which had been disguised to look like an ambulance belonging to a hospital in Salem, Tamil Nadu. One of them, Saravanan, was driving the vehicle. He was a member of the elite STF that I was leading. The other undercover cop was Sub-Inspector Velladurai, known as Durai, a brave, devil-may-care Tamil Nadu police officer. Durai's participation had been concealed even from other STF members. Only Kannan and I knew his exact role. Pretending to be a sympathizer of the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, LTTE, he had promised to help smuggle the target out of the country into the LTTE-held parts of Sri Lanka. I had had my misgivings about Saravanan's ability to hold his nerve under pressure. In fact, I had ordered his removal from the mission. But he had persuaded me to change my mind, insisting that it was a matter of honor for him. I had relented. Had I made the right call? Our target believed that he would use the ambulance to break out of the police cordon that encircled his old hunting grounds. What he didn't know was that it was a specially modified police vehicle. Unfortunately, our team had been working in a hurry, and while painting the words SKS Hospital Salem on the side of the ambulance, they had misspelled Salem as Selam. We could only hope that the target and his trusted companions wouldn't notice this error. The target had a sixth sense when it came to spotting danger. After all, he had managed to elude the police of 3 states over the years. What if it came to his rescue again?